Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and in today's episode, I wanted to talk about several different ways I've been using AI to enhance my language learning. Now, this doesn't mean I'm having AI replace language learning, as you'd see a lot of sensationalist ads for the latest apps and tools tell you that you don't even need to learn a language. I'm very skeptical about that, and I may have another episode where I dive into why I don't think that's practical for things outside of very quick touristy questions. But there's lots of ways AI can be very beneficial when you're learning the language. And I've been doing something now for 2 years since I first started using AI as a part of my language learning strategy. And the most important thing that I do is have it give me little mnemonics for how to remember words that I'm learning. And this is something I've talked about since long ago when I started the blog, that I really love mnemonics by coming up with some quirky little story or some other word that sounds similar to help you remember the new vocabulary that you're learning. The catch is, before AI, this would be a very slow process because I'd need to stop and think and be imaginative. And maybe the first idea that would come to mind isn't that clever. And so it wasn't very efficient, but it still worked to its own degree when I did this completely by myself. But now, and I did this 2 years ago also with Korean, but now with Indonesian, every time I encounter a new important word, I already have the prompt made and ready to go. So I literally just copy and paste the individual word into my ChatGPT or Claude or Google Gemini chat box. And I let it go. So I don't even need to explain, this is another word, I need another mnemonic. I've already got that prompt and it's in the same thread. So I just copy and paste the word itself. It already translates the word and then it comes up with several mnemonics for me. I needed to be imaginative and play to my strengths. So one of my strengths is, of course, that I speak a bunch of languages. So rather than just give me a mnemonic in English, I actually tell it to come up with a mnemonic in 5 different languages. Still prioritizing English, but giving me a few other options. And on many occasions, a word in Spanish just happens to sound a little bit similar to the Indonesian word. No actual connection, it's just coincidence. But that random connection helps me remember the word so much better. So to give you an example, there's this word that I learned early in my studies. I popped it into ChatGPT. The word is pemerintah, and that is the Indonesian word for government. And the problem is, if I had to think about it, how could I come up with a good mnemonic for that myself? Pemerintah. How could I remember that? It doesn't sound like anything. But ChatGPT told me it actually does kind of sound like pay my rent, pay mi renta. And based on that, I imagined the government wanting me to pay them their taxes, and the taxes is my rent to be able to live in that country. So the government yelling at me, pay my rent, helped me instantly remember that word. And I did not come up with that mnemonic myself. The AI chatbot did. So it's done that kind of thing for so many words that now whenever I need to say the word government, I have that quirky story in my head. It's bi-directional, so it'll help me when I see the word or somebody says it to me, the pemerintah, I'm like, oh yeah, that sounds like pay my rent and that story from the government. And also when I want to say it, I can produce it myself, which is very important for getting beyond just being able to understand the language and to ultimately be able to communicate it in with people as well. So this has been a huge help because I've had to cram so much vocabulary in this 2-month intensive learning process. And it's the main thing I do for about 2 or 3 hours every day is go through my Anki decks and revise the vocabulary I've already learned and take in vocabulary from my language lessons and my books and such that I noted for Anki. and I'm trying to process 50 or 60 new words a day. And this is the only way that it's been somewhat manageable and that I can actually do this and actually remember the word later. And that's translated well into my spoken sessions where I can genuinely remember these words. So hugely beneficial. I'd highly recommend you guys give that a try. Another thing is there's other problems that you can solve as you're coming across something specifically vocabulary related. And that's to help you to break the word up to be able to understand it in other ways. So Indonesian is a language that has word roots, word prefixes and word suffixes. And that helps you tremendously in understanding the word and being able to expand your vocabulary if you know what that root word is. Fortunately, there's not that many prefixes or suffixes, so I don't really need to have those explained to me because I've already learned a small number of them that's going to cover me pretty much all the time. But knowing the root word is important. And one thing that's difficult about Indonesian in particular is when you have a prefix before the root that actually changes the first letter of that root. So you wouldn't recognize it instantly. This is kind of like something we have in the Irish language where the first letter is changed to something called lenition. And it means you can't look that word up in a dictionary unless you are able to extrapolate based on the changed sound. So it's actually less complicated in Indonesian. There's a small number of sound changes that will always happen. But unfortunately, it means you can't predict it most of the time, only some of the time. And what this means is at the end of my prompt for the mnemonics, I also say, please split this word up into prefix and root and suffix and explain what the root is. And give me some potential other words that use this root. And that is something that would help you in a lot of languages if you give a list of other words that have somewhat similar meanings that are based on that root. And that way you get like five vocabulary words for the price of one. And this is not generally something that's done in language courses. They will just give you the word in that particular context. And you don't really find out about other words that are based on that root. And I've personally found in all of my language learning, I happen to enjoy learning a language this way, where I want to know the root of the word to expand my vocabulary quicker laterally while I'm digging through the language. So by just plunking the word into my AI chatbot, it will spit out the mnemonic and it'll spit out this etymology of the word, like the word origin, as it were, or the word root origin. And these things can be very beneficial. I would highly recommend you craft a really good prompt. If you're curious for the exact prompt that I use, I actually share that with people who are in my bootcamp. So do be sure to check out languagehacking.com/BC and you'll see that among the resources. And every few months or weeks, I'll go in and update it based on a few tweaks that I'm finding because sometimes there are little things like in Indonesian, the letter C is pronounced like a CH and it wasn't actually doing that in the mnemonic, which was causing me problems because the word it was presenting just didn't sound like the word I was learning. So I had to alter my prompt to keep that in mind. So you end up learning and tweaking the prompt as you go. But yeah, this is one thing I'm using AI for. There's plenty of other things and I'll probably have another episode later where I'll share non-vocabulary learning ways that I'm using AI. One of them, of course, is that you could just have a chat with it in that language. There are tools for that, but you can just kind of train the AI and some versions of the AI let you interact just by talking to it live via your microphone. There may be limitations, but depending on how much you're paying or if you're using a free version. So there's still plenty of positives for AI. So rather than being an all or nothing like anti-technology, I hate AI because people want to use it to kill language learning, I'm not quite of that belief. I've had many conversations with people who feel AI will replace the need for learning languages. And I feel like that's possibly true in very specific, limited contexts, like just being a tourist. But for what I'm doing of trying to travel deep through Indonesia, making friends in the language, I think shoving my phone in someone's face and having the phone translate what I'm saying, it would just create an extra barrier that would remove this social glue that I'm trying to create as I get true immersion in the culture. So I'm still skeptical of AI, but I can be skeptical while embracing it and using the benefits of AI. And you can do this completely free. I've tested this on the free versions. I have a paid version of ChatGPT just because it gives me the slightly newer version of their model that is a little bit more clever in how it comes up with these ideas. But even the older version was good for me. And I tested out a few other ones, like I like the Google one, Gemini as well. I've enjoyed using Claude, but generally Gemini and ChatGPT both give me pretty decent mnemonics. And Google's Gemini has a very good catalog of languages because Google's been using AI to train Google Translate for decades at this stage. So because of that, it's kind of dragged into Gemini. And this is why I find that all the word root stuff I was talking about, Gemini actually does a pretty good job on that because Google is absolutely fantastic with non-common languages. Of course, the other chatbots can do plenty of things. And if you're learning Spanish or French or whatever, they'll probably know everything that you need to work with. But I'm learning a slightly less popular language. I mean, it's a very highly spoken language, but not as highly learned. And so I find Gemini comes a little bit ahead for that. But in terms of the mnemonics, ChatGPT does a great job. So I'm still testing this out. And I feel like what I've said in this episode probably may not be relevant 2 or 3 months from now, maybe even a week from now because of how quickly things are developing in AI. But to be honest, the general prompt I've been using hasn't actually changed that much over the last 2 years for how I use this. The output has improved, absolutely. I find the suggestions are much better now than they were 2 years ago. But how I use it otherwise hasn't really changed. So I think that's probably going to be something that's pretty consistent for me moving forward. And I hope you guys will be giving it a whirl. And I'm very curious, like, how have you been using AI? Maybe there's other ways I haven't thought of. And I'd be very happy to make an episode just about that. So be sure to hit me with a message on social media and let me know. I'd be very happy to hear your thoughts. But otherwise, like I said, you can get coaching with me and the team at Fluent 3 Months. And you can see specifically the prompt that I've been using if you go to our bootcamp, which is at languagehacking.com/BC. So I hope I'll see you there. But otherwise, thanks as always for listening and happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.